This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I would work as hard as I could every single day on your behalf, that I would fight for you to make life a little bit easier for working families all across this country. And I tell you what, 8 years later, we can look back and we can say we fought our way back from a recession. Our businesses have turned job losses into 15 million new jobs. We have slashed our dependence on foreign oil. We've doubled our production of clean energy. Incomes are rising. Poverty is falling. The uninsured rate is at an all-time low. We brought our brave troops home to their families. We delivered justice to Osama bin Laden. Marriage equality is a reality in all 50 states. We've been busy these last 8 years. By every measure, our country is stronger and more prosperous than when I came into office. But all that progress is at stake if we don't do the right thing these next 19 days. I know there are some folks who are talking about how terrible America is. But you know what? I've been to all 50 states as your president. And I see how great America is right now.
You know, I'll tell you, it took him 8 years. He finally figured out there's 50 states. If you remember, Scott, when he was running for president back in 07, he said 56. He told George Stephan, I've been to all 56 states. So, you know, at least now he knows it's 50. So I guess from that standpoint, that part is better. But, I mean, if it really was that much better, if America is really that much better, why would we not want to keep him?
Well, yeah.
I mean, legally we can't, but I mean, I'm not getting this. And even the audience, well, for them applauding, I mean, really, what was it? A room full of people that are, on welfare and they're on entitlements there that they're applauding. I mean, and even that, from that standpoint, cost of living they haven't had cost of living increases in these varying entitlement areas. So I don't understand what they mean by better.
Well, I can only go off of myself. I used to have insurance provided by my employer. I don't anymore. I now pay more for insurance than I would than I did. Mm-hmm. And I have a worse package. I pay more taxes now than I did. Mm-hmm. And things aren't. I don't feel like things are far better for me.
And yeah, I'm not saying
they're worse.
Yeah,
but they're just not.
You're being kind because it is worse, Scott. You know what happens in life and in business? It's either getting better or it's getting worse. It doesn't stay the same because we live in a dynamic world, which means things are always changing.
And I think that's my problem is that it's roughly the same, but I have less money.
You're losing ground. Yeah,
yeah.
You're getting less for what you paid for. See, and the American way of life, what's driven Americans is we always get more for less. This is what we were told. We were told with the Affordable Care Act, we would get more for less. And just the opposite occurred.
That
we would keep our own doctor. That didn't happen. And we're losing doctors.
I also think we're more divided as a country. There seems to be much more there's a lot more head-to-head clashes type things, and I think that's worse.
Well, because you have somebody who's lying to you, telling you that it's so much better, and compared, I go, based on what? By every measure? I mean, come on, your hyperbole is insane, and it's not true. I mean, unemployment, you fudge the numbers, you're misrepresenting the numbers. Yeah, I mean, if you lie about the numbers, then you can make them, you can calculate them to any way that you want to do this. And it's all, you know, government math. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. Bill Martinez live.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, that's our mission. We're going to play whatever part we can to that end to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say great observation. Let's work hard to get this country back on track and define, you know, what on track looks like, okay? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can drop me an email. We want to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, constitutional attorney, author, John Whitehead, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John Whitehead, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Very fine. Busy as usual, Bill.
Yeah, I understand. Well, the war on the American people continues, and you
sure does.
Thank God for your ever vigilant commitment to, you know, reporting back to us what's going on.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to keep people awake because we better wake up because all the things we're seeing, the presidential race and everything swirling around it, I'm really concerned about the future of freedom in this country.
Right. Well, John, you know, you hear Hillary Clinton and the Dems, they're insistent it's all the Russians' fault. But it's like they want us to ignore what they're doing. WikiLeaks has revealed this latest video from James O'Keefe and Veritas. I mean, you talk about manipulating the voters and voter fraud and suppressing the vote. What do you call what they're doing?
Well, the craziest thing that, again, as I've looked, you know, the emails I've looked at is the Clinton campaign's collusion with the media. I mean, John Podesta, or basically the chief of staff under Bill Clinton, and again, if people remember, I was Paul Jones' lawyer. We sued the Clinton White House. I had to deal with them, and I met with Podesta briefly several times. Very much a politician, but his emails are the ones that are the most astounding that I've seen. It shows that there was an off-the-record cocktail party with 38 influential reporters, journalists from CNN, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and more. They're having secret cocktail parties with mainstream media, which is, to me, just absolutely shocking. Donna Brazile, who was a CNN contributor, she was leaking questions to Hillary Clinton's staff prior to the debate. I mean, that came out in an email from Podesta. I mean, there's just a whole list of that stuff. And John Podesta, the head of her campaign, receiving drafts of New York Times articles before they're published. You're kidding me.
Yes.
But if you remember, about a year and a half ago, when I was being interviewed by people, when Bernie was the hot thing and Bernie was going to be the next Democratic national candidate, I'd read a story on how Google, the most powerful media entity on the earth, had already gotten behind Hillary and were setting up offices around the country. And people laughed at me when I said, and this is when Hillary was being made fun of like she was an idiot. Mm-hmm. At the time, if people remember, go back in time, but most people don't remember because all we do is watch what's on TV now. But if you remember history, and look where she's at today.
Exactly.
So I think the manipulation of the media is just downright frightening. And you can't, so I'm telling people, when you're seeing it on the news, be careful, question it. Is it true?
Right.
And most of the time, I think what we're seeing, if you have CNN, NBC, and CBS, going to private cocktail parties with Hillary, something's up.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that where people need to see that if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. I mean, this has been so well oiled and orchestrated, John.
Yeah.
And, you know, to your point,
I go back,
you saw it back then. Yeah, exactly. That this was all established. I mean, when you talk about the Clinton machine, it is a machine. I mean, it is well-oiled, it is configured, and they already had it. I mean, just even down to the point, we were just talking about this earlier, when AP, 2 days before the last primary, if you recall, California happened to be one of the states, and Bernie at the time was maybe about 1 or 2 points. I mean, he was running neck and neck with Hillary. Well, suddenly AP puts out this release. I mean, you talk again about voter suppression. AP comes out and says, "Hey, we did a recount, and she's got all the numbers. So
yep.
You know, it's done." Well, who is AP to make that statement?
Well,
it didn't come from the DNC. It didn't come from any official sources. Just AP says, "Hey, we counted. She's won. It's over." And so then, you know, Bernie ends up getting blown out by what, 13 points or something incredible. Just in California alone. And, you know, so all this stuff is set into motion. I mean, are you going to tell me that with Donald Trump? You see, I think it's even down to Donald Trump. They orchestrated so that they would go up against Donald Trump. They looked at that stage, looked over, saw 17, you know, very, very bright people for differing reasons. And what it all came down to, according to their information and research, is that of the 17, who do you think we could win over? And what was clear was that they could win over Donald Trump. So what they said is, hey, go ahead, push Trump. They told their media friends, go ahead and we're going to push the thumb on the scale for Donald Trump. Give him favor. Let's go. We're going to go head to head with him because meanwhile we have a dossier against him to choke a horse. Like they didn't know about the Billy Bush audio. They didn't have women. They didn't have, you know, 3-ring binders of women.
Well, they had all that a long time ago. Yeah,
exactly.
They released it at the right time, yes.
Yeah. And well, it is. It's one thing after another.
I was against the Clinton machine when I was Paula Jones. Remember, she was the woman that Clinton met with in a hotel room and exposed himself, and she looked for legal help, and we helped her. We did depositions and found out he had done that so much and worse than that, and he settled out of court for $1 million and got out of that lawsuit as quick as he could because we had him. He got caught lying in a judge to a deposition as well about his sexual. But I went up against the Clinton White House, and what I found out was they had 40 people that were basically sitting there trying to figure out. I mean, I had James Carville, if people remember him, going on the news and pointing me out and saying, this guy, John Whitehead, he's an idiot, and, you know, he's going through all that. It got me on a lot of shows refuting him, but that was also orchestrated, too. And he was on the air calling Paul Jones trailer trash and stuff like that. And the media was picking up on it and playing off of it. I saw then, like, what you're up against when you're up against this machine is watch out. I think you're right. I think they, from what I've seen, they actually decided when they looked at who they could beat, that's the guy. If you'd have had somebody who came off like a Dwight Eisenhower, a former general.
Mm-hmm.
Someone really, you know, who came straight forward, talked on the issues, had a great moral path, I think you could beat her.
Right. Well,
but
we don't have that. You don't. And they've got a vulnerable candidate that they were able to select. They got Donald Trump. And then, you know, as soon as Trump came to the front line, then what happened? All the guns were pointed in the other direction. They didn't have to fire him at Rubio or Cruz or anybody else. It was all towards Trump. And so when Trump says that it's rigged, I think he has an idea here, but he still doesn't have a real idea of how rigged it is.
It is rigged, and I think he knows, too.
I think he knows
how rigged it is. He's seen it up front, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
you
can't.
That's why he's using the word rigged. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but it's amazing that the rest of the media, of course, they're not about to pick up because they're part of the rigging.
Exactly. That's what those Podesta emails show from WikiLeaks.
Yeah,
yeah, they're having private parties. The New York Times is sending articles to Podesta to look at before they publish them. You're kidding.
Exactly. John, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. John Whitehead is with us. More from John on the other. Feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast. We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Paid non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Booty hats, we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with John Whitehead continues. Constitutional attorney and author, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. You know, John, real quick, because you mentioned Paula Jones and what that was like going up against the Clinton machine and dealing with their, band of attorneys. I mean, did you feel overwhelmed? I mean, it was like one against, 100?
I felt overwhelmed. overwhelmed. But the amazing thing during that case was someone who actually worked in the White House who didn't like was going to actually call me, and she said, "John, you're driving them crazy. They can't find a weakness." Because you know, what they were saying about me wasn't true, and they were having trouble spinning it. So I knew then, and when Time magazine covered me in some of the better publications at the time and basically said, "This guy's just out there protecting this woman, and he's not." You know, I didn't have a political agenda,
right?
But they still did their spinning, and but they you know they were going on the shows nightly and saying things that were absolutely not true about me, the Rutherford Institute. They were just lying, in other words.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, they discredit you know the messenger, whether you know like with this information that's been coming out from WikiLeaks, what's been you know exposed about the FBI. James Comey's getting cooked here, you know.
Oh, yeah.
John, I mean, and a lot of people going into this, you know, they constantly, before they would mention James Comey's name, they would always talk in terms of how respected, how apolitical he was and everything, and it's more of a he was than he is these days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you, of course, he dodged. And Obama, who basically, when she ran against Obama, I mean, he said some pretty negative things. Now he's super Hillary. So what you're dealing with is something that's all politics. And as I was once told by a friend, he says, "John, you know when a politician's lying?" And I looked at him. He said, "When his lips are moving." And
well, yeah. Well, that's.
And with all the money that's at stake today, with all the things that you know, people are you know, billions of dollars, and I mean. We don't have the average American today can't really break into the system. I mean, an average American, intelligent American who's actually got common sense that could lead a government who doesn't have all the weaknesses of the candidates that we see out there. That, I mean, you have to have money to run, and it's chosen. Like I said, when you have someone like Google a year and a half ago said, "We want Hillary to be president," wow.
Well, and that's,
who is going to be able to stand up against that?
Exactly. Well, this speaks to, you know, Citizens United. It speaks to what has happened in terms of the political process. I mean, you always know when politicians tell you one thing, you can believe in just the opposite. Whenever they talk about protecting voter suppression, you know, they're the ones that brought it up. And you go, why do you bring that up? You know, methinks you complain too much. Because yeah. they themselves are the ones that are suppressing the vote. They may call it something different, but that's really what it comes down to. Because either the field is level or it's not, John, and clearly it is not.
Oh, no, it's not. And it's like I tell people, if I have a cold and I go to the drugstore, I have 20 medicines to choose from. Mm. Vice versa with the illness. If I want to choose the president, I have one of two choices.
Right.
That's it. And when there's 318 million people in the United States. You can't tell me it. There aren't 10 people in this country that should be up there, credible people in the debates, challenging whoever's saying what they're saying. And I'm talking about people who are intelligent, college right. professors, those kind of things.
Exactly.
And what, you know, what we get is what we ask for. And I'm telling mm-hmm. people, if you want freedom in this country, you're going to have to start acting on the local level. You have to take over your governments down to the local level. You're going to have to stop this stuff. You can say no to this thing. I mean, the president we have today, I mean, one thing I wanted to talk about real quickly was some of the FBI emails that came out from Comey. One of them said there is a shadow government that operates in
yes.
the State Department.
Right.
Yeah, we know that. You know, I've written on that in the past, but this is the first time they've actually acknowledged it, that there's the president has his own shadow government that is run. Congress is not involved with it. The courts are not involved. So you have a potential dictator who can take over the government at any point. It's called continuity of government, or COG.
Right.
And it's composed of 100 to 150 senior civilian managers in government. And they'll take over the government when and if they need so. That's scary stuff. If you go back and ask George Washington, is that a good idea, George, or Thomas Jefferson?
Right.
They would say, you're insane. Why
exactly.
would you have a president with that power? I thought we had an executive branch, a court, and it was all going to be balanced, and the president wouldn't have too much power. But when you're electing the president today, folks, you're electing someone who has an amazing amount of power. And, I mean, under the National Defense Authorization Act, which Obama has signed several times, it gives the president, if he thinks you're an extremist, Bill, and you might be labeled one,
Right.
They can come to your door, send the military, arrest you, and put you in a concentration camp. You won't see your lawyer or your family. That exists in America. We're allowing that?
Exactly.
And local governments can nullify that. You know, a state government can say, we're not going to participate in that. Mm-hmm. One state government has already done that, said, we'll not participate. Get out there and get active, because what we're up against in the federal government, and I've worked in and out of D.C. for years, and what I'm seeing happening in Washington, D.C., it is Battlefield America, the war against the American people. Watch mm-hmm. out.
Exactly.
Get involved. If you want to vote, vote fine, but voting is the least thing you can do. Get involved in your local and state government and start kicking butt at the federal level, saying, stop these things you're doing. I mean, overtaxation, Obamacare, which I talk to people now, everybody's single, all this stuff that's happening, we're just getting fleeced.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, sadly,
we've got all this money in Social Security, and the government's taking it out, spending it on crazy projects.
It may
go broke.
Right. Yeah, they've taken the people's money. I mean,
they've taken the people's money.
You know, amazing thing to me is even you listen to Hillary talking about how much money she raised, you know, to help Haiti and all that, and I go, with the Clinton Foundation, I go, you raise money? What did you do? Did you have a cakewalk? Where did you raise money?
They didn't spend that money in Haiti. That's the point.
No. They didn't spend the money.
$5.1 billion.
Yeah. But where did the money come from, John? It came from the people's treasury, by and large. The United States, it was our treasury, the assignment. And this is what Hillary and Bill have. They figured out the game a long time ago. You know, and she said it herself. I mean, I find it quite interesting. People like this, they self-indict themselves. If you just listen to what they say, you know, and what she said is follow the money. Follow the money. And you'll find Bill and Hillary like vultures. When there's government money that goes out there, man, he's on the plane right away, and, you know, and she's not too far behind. And here she brings the full force and her signature of the U.S. government as Secretary of State to pay off cronies and get people in line. And who is she paying for? Whether it's even James Comey, which we found out, James Comey's on the take. He's getting money from the Clinton Foundation. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you what I've known about government. And I can say, when I got in the Paula Jones case in the 1997, when we entered that case, I'd heard about Washington, D.C. I'd never seen it so close. When I saw what was happening there, if you look at Congress today, it's composed, there are 381 millionaires in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The average American salary is $42,000 a year. The people we're electing to Congress can't identify with the average citizen. The people that we help at the Rutherford Institute who get arrested for going on the street corner and talking about their faith, they get arrested and put in jail. They can't identify with that. So we have a government of elites. And, you know, Jimmy Carter said it a year ago. He says, we are governed by an oligarchy, a moneyed elite.
Right.
He said it.
Yeah.
That's a former president.
Well, you can't help but deny the obvious. That's what I'm saying. They self-indict. You know, listen to what Bill Clinton's been saying on the campaign lately. They can't keep his mouth quiet. I mean, Hillary wants to get him off, you know, off the campaign trail, because whether it's Obamacare or anything else that has to do with the government, I mean, you know, he's like that older uncle in the room who's gotten a little bit senile, and now he's pointing out the obvious. And they can't keep him quiet.
He definitely has mental and health issues, in my opinion, but so does she.
Well, it's pretty scary stuff, and I know people are, you know, they think it's all, again, it's all a conspiracy, and this is what the Clintons do, you know, they cause this, and Democrats, even Barack Obama causes us to do this as well, is we've got to get fitted for tinfoil hats here, John, and all we're trying to do is pursue the truth, right?
Yep, and the truth is scary right now, folks.
Well,
like I say, it all depends on, if you want a good future for your children or grandchildren, get involved in your local state governments.
Get your hands on John's book, too, Battlefield America, The War on American People. Thank you, John Whitehead. Bill Martinez, we're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country, we thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez live at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Just to clarify something, because I got a couple of tweets here and questions about the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, that John Whitehead was talking about. He said that the state, the only state that has rejected that has been Wisconsin. And you need to, you know, check this out. Google it. Go to Wikipedia. Read about it. I mean, it is rather pernicious. And you talk about the power that has been given to this government, particularly the president. It is scary stuff. But this is the America of the 21st century. And if we're going to get it back on track and get it back ingrained into the U.S. Constitution, oh, by the way, it's going to be up to me and you. It's going to be a ground-up movement. Thomas Broadwater is with us right now. Thomas is an attorney, president of the Americans for Work in Washington, D.C., a nonprofit focused on increasing employment opportunities for Americans. Thomas, congratulations on all the hard work. We appreciate all that you're doing on behalf of We the People.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's good to join you this morning and all of your audiences across the country. Thank you for having us.
Well, the president the other day said, look, it, compared to 8 years ago, America is so better off. Let's just talk about unemployment numbers. We know we have not been dealing with the right numbers. That part has been rigged clearly. I mean, the thumb has been on the scale. You know, we have so many experts that say if we were looking at it legitimately, they would be double digit across the board. But whenever you look at the numbers and you see the pain and the misrepresentation of these numbers, you know that it goes, you know, whether you're talking about any kind of minority, Hispanic, black, on down the line, everybody is suffering from the reality of the numbers, not from what the president would lead us to believe, which is really, it's just not true.
Absolutely. We have felt for a while that the first great president of the next great president of the United States will separate the Department of Labor and its reporting statistics from the supervision of the chief executive in a way similar to the Federal Reserve Board. Mm-hmm. Because the leadership of the Federal Reserve Board, because the statistics are manipulated, they are underreported. The very fact that the stats don't include people who are no longer looking for work, and they don't include historical context or summary historical context that would show how many people have how wages and income have dipped 18% in the last 13 years relative mm-hmm. to what people were making then, and how that's 18% for Anglo Americans. They've dipped about 36% for Blacks, Hispanics, and veterans mm-hmm. Who are out here looking for work. Well, I completely agree with you that the Department of Labor statistics are not presented in a way that is most descriptive of what is actually happening out here. There's a lot of hurting.
It's beyond reasonable, Thomas, because, you know, somebody is, you know, they drop out of the labor force according to their definition and their paradigm that suits their agenda. The reality is last time I checked, we still have to eat, right? And our family still has to eat. So that being the case, you may drop out of their labor force, but now what we're creating in America, I believe, is an underground labor force that consists of millions of people, and these are the people that are in survival mode. They need $2,000-$3,000, and they're going to get it however way they can. A combination of food stamps or any other government deal, or they're going to go work under the table, at a gross level, not at a net level.
Yeah. And, you know, we're nonpartisan that advocates particularly for American citizens, minorities, minority citizens and veterans and our younger people of whatever race.
Mm-hmm.
But this issue is affecting everybody. And I think you've hit it on the head. It's unemployment and underemployment.
Yes.
And if you the stats are out and they're clear for anybody that wants to Google it, that The white Americans have suffered an 18% decline in earning power mm-hmm. since 1978. And black Americans and those Hispanic Americans who were citizens at the time have suffered a 36% drop.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone is fortunate to be employed today, the standard, the quality of living, the suffering and the challenges that they're subconsciously and consciously feeling have a lot to do with the fact that inflation has accelerated, an average of 3 or 4% a year. So if you add it all up, it could be over 200%. And our wages have effectively dropped. Coupled with that, then we have all of the manufacturing losses, the companies moving overseas, the outsourcing to countries like East India and China, and then the influx of millions and millions of illegal immigrants and legal immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's one thing if we're following the law and, when people immigrate legally into this country, there are provisions and there are backstops. But when it's illegal, then you have a particular group, and I don't want to get you into a political conversation here, but let's look at the reality. There is an interest group within the government that says, okay, we're going to support and reward illegal behavior at the people's expense. So who's going to pay for it? So is it any wonder that we're making less? I think the recently that was pretty shocking for our listeners here, Thomas, was that we had David Stockman, the father of Reaganomics, on with us a couple of weeks ago. And he said, let me give it to you straight, Bill. Here's the story. He says, since the year 2000, there has not been one single bread-winning job that's been created in America for 16 years, since the year 2000. Not one. But yet,
understandable.
I mean, that is shocking. And when you pause and you think about it, yes, what we've gone through, and you see Main Street America, I mean, it's not one job. I mean, you need 2-3 jobs to try to keep up with it, and still you can't because of health care costs and everything else that come into play. And all you're hoping for is that you don't want anybody to get sick in the family. God forbid there would be anything of a catastrophic nature would absolutely devastate that family unit. And what do you have to rely on if you're, you know, if at that point, you know, the Affordable Care Act works for you, then it's fine. But if you have any kind of resource whatsoever, you're out there hanging on your own.
Absolutely. You know, one of the distressing things about the debate, we discussed after post-debate the other night is that at the end of the day, the loser of that debate was the American people.
Yes.
Because the American people will have, if there is a Clinton administration, the American people will have a dysfunctional Washington for another 4 to 8 years, because there will be a Republican House. There probably will be a very strong representation in the Republican representation in the Senate. And it's unlikely that any substantive change will occur relative to our economic recovery. And listen, economic recovery of the magnitude that we're now talking about for all Americans may take another lifetime, but somebody has to start it. If there is a Trump presidency, he would enter with perhaps some Republican support. Maybe not. He has upended that party completely. But then there is likely to be a good deal of opposition, given his inability to articulate some of the economic principles that, you know, we believe he feels sincerely about. But it's the American people, I think, we lost after that debate.
Yeah. Well, the opportunity, I think, for one Donald Trump, only because you brought it up, is he's got to find some victory. If in fact, he is, he becomes the chosen one, then, you know, and I've had this conversation with Newt Gingrich several times, you got to go after that low-lying fruit and go make a difference right away, because we know already what is going to happen. It's going to be with Hillary Clinton, as you say, it's just more of the same. And how do you like me now? You know, if you're not better off than you were 8 years ago, what makes you think choosing the same thing, you've got hope in that direction, which she says she's already made it clear. She's just going to double down. She's just going to give you more of what, because she's going to see her vote as a mandate and an affirmation of their theories. And I say theories that have been quite hurtful. I don't think it's necessarily bathed in any kind of empirical evidence that I can find anyway.
Now, her allegiance to NAFTA.
Tom, sorry, we're all out of time.
Report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And in case you missed it, early results from their final debate are in. We're talking about, of course, Clinton and Trump. Donald Trump remains barely ahead of Hillary Clinton in the White House. Watch this, according to the latest Rasmussen report. National telephone and online survey of likely U.S. voters finds Trump with a 43% to 41% lead over his Democratic rival. Now, I look to Rasmussen. I found them to be consistently fair, and this is why I give a little bit more credence to the Rasmussen survey, as opposed to some of these others that just have you on a roller coaster ride that has Hillary winning by 6, 7, 8 points and that sort of thing. We know it's all about the Electoral College. And this is just overall is what we're talking about right now. So 5%, by the way, favor Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, while the Green Party nominee Jill Stein earns 3% support, another 3%, like some other candidate. 5% are undecided yet. But that's to give you just a real quick rundown as to what is happening with the Rasmussen report. But, you know, hey, look, it no doubt it is contentious, as we've been saying. You know, the guns have been turned around. They have been targeted at Trump. He feels that things have been rigged. And, you know, I guess what we're finding out from WikiLeaks and some of the this revelation, the illegal things that the Democratic and DNC have been associated with. It's not only, you know, the WikiLeaks release of emails that cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her leadership as chairman of the DNC. It is also now putting Donna Brazile in peril. And people are asking for her resignation as well, in violating as a DNC board member. And now she's the acting chairman. She replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know, now she's implicated in giving Hillary a verbatim question, heads up, that was given to her. And this comes from John Podesta email. And, of course, you know, Donna Brazile doing everything she can to obfuscate it and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm being persecuted here. You know, this isn't fair. And, you know, no, that information was gotten illegally, and so it shouldn't be. Come on, are you kidding me? You know, what have they done to Trump? But now it's coming back on them. And this is, you know, the interesting aspect of our humanity is that, you know, eventually all this stuff gets found out. And we can only hope that it's found out in enough time to where people can make a reasonable decision, an honest decision, an informed decision about who the next president, you know, should be. Do we want somebody who has been conniving the system and has been working it to her own benefit. I mean, you listen to her and at times you think, wow, you know, this sounds pretty credible. I mean, she sounds like a pretty nice person. Even at last night's dinner, the Alfred Smith dinner, you know, what she had to say. I mean, you know, for a while there, she's pretty charming. I go, wow, on a scale of one to Hillary, boy, you know, she's doing a great job here. And then all of a sudden she can't help herself. You know, so she's got to be who she is, and that's what eventually comes out. And when you're on the spotlight like this on a national stage, you're going to get exposed, and you're going to expose yourself. But it's, you know, do you have the ears to hear, and are you going to be open for this? Because all things set aside, you know, this is our country, and where we are right now, it's not our father's America. And or our forefathers, America is what it's turning out to be as well, with all the manipulation and the obfuscation and the denial of our constitutional rights, you know, just like what John Whitehead had to share with us. I mean, this stuff is dangerous, you know, what is going on in this country. And we're not that far away. Even Trevor Loudon pointed out how many socialists and Marxists are within the inner workings. I mean, they have access. This is what's unconscionable to me. They have access to privileged information, top secret. I mean, everybody's getting themselves all in a wad here about David Petraeus and what he did and what a four-star general, how he's going to have to go to jail, you know, what he did with top secret information, Hillary Clinton, how, you know, she gets a pass time and time again. And this information is pouring out and how reckless she was. I mean, when you are at that level of government and the information that you're getting, all that information is so privileged and has to be so protected. And she says she's been doing this. I mean, you know, by her own admission, been doing this for over 30 years. And she respects, you know, the propriety of it, what it means and how important it is. Oh, do you? And, but yet you're reckless. You have this and she has no idea. I mean, she's really deluded herself, into thinking that, you know, it's kind of okay for her to have a private server, for her to expose herself, and even for our president to become complicit in this. This is, you know, I'm not sure that America really understands how far-reaching and how demented this has become. Is we violated truth, we violated principle, and somehow we want to make it okay. You know, what we don't know, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I don't know, was the information that had been captured on Hillary Clinton's, you know, open email server, her private female server, not protected by traditional government means because, you know, why? She didn't want people to know what she was doing. But in doing that, she now has exposed everything top secret out around the world. Now, is there something? Did somebody pick up something regarding Benghazi in knowing that Chris Stevens was going to be at Benghazi? You know, that's one of those conspiracies. It's just one of those questions that you ask. And the fact that you can ask the question and not have an answer is pretty scary, okay? I mean, it's not even, you know, being conspiratorial here. It's just asking the questions. Because if that information is open to the world, it's all over the place. Where'd it go? And regardless of who tapped into it, it was Chinese. If it was, you know, if it was the Russians, you know, some high school kid in Belgium just playing around, you know, happened to, you know, hack into the system. You know, what difference does it make? The reality is that the Secretary of State, along with the President of the United States, put America at risk. And in order to cover their own rear ends, they want to lie about it and they want to deny it instead of saying, oh, look, it is a major problem. Because, you know, what I always love is all this stuff is prefaced with, we want to make sure this never happens again. What a joke. Really? Come on. Do you really not want, if you really don't want it to happen again, then you got to lay all the cards on the table and you're going to have to take a bullet here. You're going to say, yeah, you know, I messed up, you know, and she says, well, I said I was sorry. I said I made a mistake. It's much more than that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, with us right now, we're going to set that aside. The conversation will continue. I leave it up to you. to make of it what you must, but we need to have this conversation. We need to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Right now with us, we've got John Ford. John is regarded as a cannabis expert, okay? We've got Proposition 64 is being looked at, I mean, being considered here come November. And this would be John Ford in the state of California, Proposition 64, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So tell us about it here. We're limited on our time here, so we've got to get to the nitty-gritty. Where are we in understanding what's going on with Proposition 64?
Well, right now it seems that the public is looking at roughly, we're looking around a 70% approval rate, but it depends on who you talk to. Prop 64 will legalize marijuana on the recreational level. Right now, it is legal medicinally with a Proposition 215 card, and many, many, many of the farmers right now are really all up in arms over Prop 64 because it doesn't do much to help the patient, and it's just going to cost the patient a lot more money to get their medicine, the medicine that they need to survive.
In order to open it up for recreational use, it's going to be at the expense of the people that have been able to take advantage of cannabis medicinally.
Correct. That's correct. Okay. Yes, and they're going to get taxed out the wazoo, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term.
Well, that's what the Democrats do, and of course, California is a single-party state, so they know how to make that work, and so here it is. And so now the farmers are seeing this as an injustice, and they're going to pay the price.
Exactly. And right now, there's a lot of money that's been put behind the passage of Proposition 64. The founder of Twitter or several different tech groups down in Silicon Valley are behind it as well. So we're just a little grassroots movement trying to get things righted the correct way.
Right. So, but yet the people are misunderstanding what Proposition 64 represents. I mean, for somebody that thinks about themselves and says, hey, it's about me, now I can legally use it recreationally, this is going to work. But they're not looking at how this affects what's already in place at this point.
Exactly.
To your point, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Well, John, where can people go for more information?
Check out jfordinsurance.com, and you can click on the link to tell you the different pros and cons of Prop 64 in California.
Well, John Ford is the founder of the John Ford Insurance Agency, creator of the 420 Insurance, medical marijuana insurance specialist, and as I mentioned earlier, is a cannabis expert, also a former photographer in the U.S. Navy. Well, John, thank you very much for coming on and enlightening us again. We got a couple seconds. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Check out jfordinsurance.com.
John Ford, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you. Thank you, America, for joining us and sharing your week with us. We'll see you next week, God willing, right here on the SVG Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day.